realize the fullness of blessing. Immerse yourself in the Word of God and jump into joy, health, faith, hope, and love. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland today on the Believer's Voice of Victory for a Convention Week special.
The blessing, the blessing, the empowerment to be fruitful and multiply and fill up the earth with the glory of God. Amen. Now, in the 32nd Psalm, I want you to see something here. That blessing, the blessing, the force of those words. The word bless, the first time it was used was declaration. That's what it means in Hebrew, to declare. That's the way God created the heavens and the earth, is by declaring light be, light was. Be fruitful, multiply, fill up the earth. With what? With the Garden of Eden. So now, verse 1, Psalm 32. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, or doesn't hold iniquity against him, and in whose spirit there is no guile. Now, what did the man just get through saying? He said, the man that has sin stopped in his life is blessed. You've created an environment where the blessing can do what it's supposed to do. So now we have a working definition of what sin is. I'm not talking about what some denomination says is sin, what another one says is not. I'm talking about what the Word of God calls sin, and sin is anything that will release fear and stop the blessing. That's what it was in the first place, and it's still the same thing today. Amen. Fear is sin. It stops the blessing. Now, you know, you could spend a lot of time on that, but that's not our assignment. Now, take a good look at that. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Now, that's all you could get in the Old Testament. You could get your sin covered. Our sin has not been covered. Our sin has been removed, eradicated. The word eradicated is correct. The Amplified uses that and in this way. The blood of Jesus did not just remove our sin debt from us. It didn't mark the debt paid, as some have thought. No. It wiped out the handwriting on the note. In heaven, it does not exist. There is no record of sin against you. There's none there. Your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. If it's not, it can be before the next 30 seconds go by. Have the Apostle Paul get his name in the Lamb's Book of Life with one word, Lord! Shortest prayer in history. But it worked. Amen. Now, we're going to explore this a little bit. Let's turn over to the... I'm going to read several scriptures here because I really want you to get hold of this. Let's look in the 4th chapter of Romans, and we'll see this over in the New Testament. Romans chapter 4. And look in the 6th verse. Now this is quoting what we just read, but then it has some comment on it. Even as David also describes the blessedness. Now that's outstanding, isn't it? The blessedness. of the man unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Cometh this blessedness then upon the circumcision or the Jews only, or upon the uncircumcision also? For we say that faith was reckoned to Abraham for righteousness. How was it then reckoned, when he was in circumcision or in uncircumcision? Not in circumcision, but in uncircumcision. That is just literally saying that God imputed righteousness to Abraham, and then he was circumcised as a sign of it. He didn't impute the righteousness to him because he got circumcised. See, it was imputed because he believed God. Now, here is something extremely interesting here. I questioned the Lord back in the early days of my ministry, my calling. I was raised in West Texas. I didn't know my dad's folks all that well. They lived out in California, and we lived in Texas. But I did know my mother's folks, and I take after that family. I look like my grandfather and my mother's brother, and they're Cherokee people, and that Indian bloodline is strong. And so I was well aware of the fact that I was Indian and liked it. I still do. Amen. And my grandfather's blood Cherokee, and he's my hero. Praise God. So I became very interested when I found out that this New Testament is a new covenant. And I always wanted a blood covenant, blood brother of some kind. And I never could get none of the white boys to ever shed any blood. I mean, they weren't all that interested. Amen. Jerry and I talk about Jerry's Cherokee. And he and I talk about it. He said, I always wanted a blood brother. But he said, man, you get your pocket knife out to make a blood brother. And he said, boy, you lose your crowd right quick. Well, if Jerry and I would have met back there then, I guarantee you we'd have shed some blood, brother. Because we were always looking for a blood brother. Well, I found out Jesus is my blood brother. Amen. Amen. In his blood. Yeah. Now, I questioned the Lord. I said, why did you back there then? And I didn't, I'm just now beginning to get really insight into it. I said, why was the mark of that covenant with Abram, that blood covenant? See, God made a sworn oath to him, and he was standing in blood when he said it. He had him prepare animals for a blood, and made a blood sacrifice. And then God appeared to him. And he came in fire. Said he looked like a burning, flaming furnace. He waited till it was dark. And he put Abram, who was to become Abraham, he put him to sleep, where he could have some spiritual concept of what was going on. And he walked in the blood between those animals. I know as well as I know anything that Abraham saw his footprints in that blood. And he turned to him and he pointed to him and he swore a blood oath to him about the blessing. And he said, in blessing I will bless you. In keeping I will keep you. I will fight your battles for you. And as for me, this is my covenant between me and thee. Be fruitful and multiply and fill up the earth. Same blessing, see. And he stood there in blood and he pointed at him and said, so shall your seed be. And swore it to him and to his seed. And that's the reason it's so powerful when we see the phrase, and if you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. My God, we have a blood sworn oath. but not in the blood of animals, where our oath was sworn in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen.
Every bad thing you can think of in life is under the curse. Now, we've been redeemed from the curse. Is that right? Jesus himself came, the Bible says, and took upon himself. He received the curse. Isn't that awesome? He, the perfect one, the sinless Son of God, came, received the curse. He was made a curse for us, the Bible says in Galatians, that the blessing of Abraham would come on the Gentiles through faith. So what does that mean? That means you have to believe it. If you don't know it, you can't believe it. And that's the way it is with everything in the Word of God. If you don't know it's in the Word of God, how can you believe? How can they believe without a preacher? How can they hear without the preaching of the gospel on the Word of God? So this book, even this little bitty book, boy, that's dynamite. That's the whole Bible right there. And this right here is the answer to everything in your life. Every problem you have is written in here somewhere and is covered. But if you don't know it, you're not walking in the light of it. So the Bible actually teaches us that the words of God bring healing and health to all of our flesh. It says that in the book of Proverbs. Exodus 15:26 says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Now, how many know I am does not change? God never has had to change. He started out right. He's still right. He still believes the same things. He still does the same things. I am. I am. Tell him, he said to whoever it was, Moses or somebody, tell him that I am sent you. Glory to God. I am sent you. I am sent you. I am. That's not I was. That's not I was or I'm going to be. No, he didn't say tell them that I'm going to be sent you. No, I am right now. Glory to God. Today is the day of salvation. Hallelujah. And that word salvation means more than just being born again. Here's what the word salvation actually means. It means protection, liberty, health, restoration. Glory to God. That's what salvation means. I mean, it covers everything in your life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's today. It's right here, right now. Whatever you need, Jesus the healer is present to do it. All God ever needs from you and me is faith. He knows how to do everything, get everything done. He's got a master plan of your life and my life that if we'll listen to him, we can get in on the good master plan that he has for us.
We have our first giveaway of registration prizes tonight.
What do you think it is that makes these kids respond so well to what you guys are doing over here?
I really believe that it's, of course, first and foremost, you have to know what God's Word says about kids. Secondly, you know, stay relevant. We build a team out of people that were kids recently. And some of them still are. You know, some of the kids that work with us are 11, 12, and on up through teen and young adult years. And so that's what makes what we do so much fun, is we watch these young people and these kids develop their gift. And we watch the children receive something amazing from God in the process.
You know, we don't want them to come here and just have a fun week and go home the same.
When you walk out that door, you're still passionately loving him, right?
Yeah! We've seen young people born again. They're being filled with the Holy Ghost, and they are receiving from the Word of God. And the foundation that has been laid this week from all the ministers that have been here, that is exactly what we're moving towards, and our expectation is set to see more and more of it.
When you look at Isaiah chapter 60, and he says that the earth is filling up with the glory of God, arise, shine, your light has come, the glory of the Lord is risen. And at 1440, we really believe that that starts inside of the young people that we're ministering to. And we believe that that glory in the earth begins filling up in them first. And what 1440 means is, you know, whether it's you or me, whether we're here in America or across the world, we've all got 1,440 minutes in a day. And that's every minute, every day, an opportunity to live big for the glory of God. And so that's really the heart behind it. And what we're teaching is young people how to live for the glory every minute, every day.
When we go to those big conventions, it takes a lot of work, doesn't it?
It takes six trailers. Six 53-foot trailers is what we take to a convention.
We're doing over 30,000 CDs, over 6,000 DVDs.
I want to invite you to join us all this week as we take a behind-the-scenes look at some of the things that happen at each year's West Coast, Southwest, and Great Lakes Believers Conventions.
When he's walking in the concourse area where people are getting concessions, you are leading people to Jesus. Yes, tell me, sir, about how you do that.
It is so easy, Tim.
We're going to learn something about what it takes to have a convention. We'll meet some of the KCM staff who helped get the job done. We'll talk to partners and friends who have come in from around the globe, and we'll give you a small taste of what goes on at these exciting six-day meetings. This is going to be a great year and an exciting season of meetings, so get ready to jump in. Join us every day this week and learn how you can immerse yourself in God's Word and take full advantage of what's available for you and your family.
Get ready to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland along with other anointed ministers from across the country as we come together with believers from around the world. Spend an entire week in the Word at these life-changing meetings in 2008. Start things off in California at the West Coast Believers Convention, June 30th to July 5th, this year at a new location. Join us at the Long Beach Convention Center in Long Beach, California. Then head down to Texas for the Southwest Believers Convention from the 4th to the 9th of August at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Finally, come to the Great Lakes Believers Convention August 18th to the 23rd at the U.S. Cellular Arena in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. For more information on these or other Kenneth Copeland Ministries meetings, visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.
In the life of every believer, there is a defining moment of devotion. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland created Pursuit of His Presence as a practical everyday guide designed to help you get to that place, the center of His peace and boundless blessings. Pursuit of His Presence gives you 365 daily devotions, key scriptures, and a daily Bible reading. Spend time each day with this book, and you'll find God's Word so deep in your heart that it guides your words and actions in relentless pursuit of His presence.
To request your copy of Pursuit of His Presence, log on to our website at kcm.org and order online. This devotional by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland is now available for just $9.99. To request your copy by phone, call toll-free 800-575-4455. Or you may write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192. Create a study plan, jump into the Word, and allow God to take control of your life. Order Pursuit of His Presence today.
My name is Daniel Rodriguez. This is my wife, Lori Rodriguez, and we are from Boise, Idaho. And we've been longtime partners of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. We were saved in the year 2000, and we have followed him just about since day one. And we're really excited. This is our first convention, and we're just grateful to be here. We just thank the Lord that He brought us here.
Why did you guys decide to come this year after all these years of following the ministry?
We had a great friend of ours from church invite me to go down with her to the meeting. And then we prayed about it and talked it over, and we decided that we both wanted to come really bad.
My name is Fran Tadashef, and I'm from Boise, Idaho. And I've been a partner for probably around 15 years, and I've been coming to convention for 11 years, and I just absolutely wouldn't miss it. Daniel and Lori and I all go to the same church, Boise Christian Center in Boise, Idaho. I decided to invite Lori just because I know she's a really fun person, and I know she has a real hunger for the Lord, and Daniel does too.
We stepped out in faith, made the hotel reservations, and actually Daniel emailed the prayer line.
Well, I just sent in a prayer request that we were stepping out in faith, that we really wanted to come and be in Anaheim this year. And basically I just asked that in agreement that we would have the finances to come. Well, they called us back and they prayed with us. And the prayer was that God is our provider, that He would... you know, he provides all of our needs according to His riches and glory.
And within a couple of months, we had double what we wanted.
So the blessing was really, Lori, that these finances were not just enough to cover. Is that right?
Not enough to cover. It was double, almost double what we asked for.
And was it unexpected income that you all did?
Yeah, it wasn't something that we were truly planning on. Actually, it was our tax return. We normally get, if we get anything back, it's like $100 or $200, but we got $4,000 back.
Yeah. Praise God. Yeah. And within a month, and actually less than a month, we had the finances all ready to go. And we put it in the bank, and we thought, praise God, we're going to Anaheim. And as they say, here we are.
Every convention is wonderful. But having two people with you who have never been to a convention, it's like, oh, I get to show them everything. I really encourage everyone to come to the venues, to the auditoriums, be in on the meetings. The atmosphere within the meetings is so much more powerful. Yes, you can feel anointing through your computer screen, through your TV screen. You get a measure. But when you're in here with all the people clapping, singing, laughing, and it's just amazingly wonderful.
The love that's in this building is something that you cannot experience. We've been watching this on the internet or on the TV for years, and you cannot experience that actual touching the people and speaking to those people over and over.
We're really getting a hold of some things that we need to change in our lives, some things that we need to step up in. And I think a lot of that has really come through the teaching, the Word, everything that has been coming at us. And so, yeah, it has been, and it really is going to be a life-changing experience for us.
And Danny, you told me a little bit ago, this is sort of a special time for you and Lori. What's going on in your marriage?
Well, we were married for 7 years through a civil ceremony. And then we came to the Lord. And for a couple of years now, the Lord has really been working with us to really rededicate our vows. So on June 30th, we made all the arrangements and we renewed our vows in front of God and men in the congregation of our local church. So for all intents and purposes, this is our honeymoon, and it's been a great one.
And you guys have come. This is your first meeting. Will you come back?
Absolutely. Absolutely. This will not be our last meeting. I don't think we've even come close to really knowing the full extent of all the benefits that we have gotten and that we are going to be getting from this ministry. But the partnership, I think, it's invaluable. Nothing that we have come across has meant as much to us as Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Their teachings, probably one of the best things that you can do with your walk with God is to be a partner with His ministry.
The Believers' Conventions are the place to be if you want to be in an atmosphere of faith. All this week, we're showing you the exciting things that happened last summer at our conventions. You know, when you go to a convention and you have things you're dealing with, situations, thoughts, things that God is trying to get across to you, it seems like that the Word of the Lord that comes from that platform, the Word of the Lord that comes just from being with other believers, becomes just the answers that you need. So much so that some of our partners even take their vacation to come to the convention. If you've never been to a meeting, do it this year. This is your year. In just a little over 3 months, we'll have three Believers' Conventions. Our West Coast Believers' Convention is June the 30th through July the 5th. It's in a new location in Long Beach, California. Southwest Believers' Convention is August 4 through 9 in Fort Worth, Texas. And our Great Lakes Believers' Convention, August the 18th through the 23rd in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. You know, just make a determination to come. Get the family together and pray over the decision to go. And then once the Lord tells you go, then don't allow anything to come up on the calendar to change that decision. If you have children or grandchildren, we have special services for them. Super Kid Academy is ages 6 through 12. We don't just babysit your children. The Word of the Lord comes to them in such a powerful but understandable way, ministered to them by me, Commander Dana, Commander Linda, and the team. We have kids who minister the Word to your kids. That's very powerful. And at the West Coast and Southwest Believers' Conventions only, we have 1440 junior high and high school ministry. That is such a powerful meeting, good ministry, power, purity, how to live before God, how to be the person that can stand up before a crowd and do the right thing. It's going to be a great summer for them as well. Before we leave the air today, I want to give you something. This is a book that was written by my mother, Gloria Copeland. There is no high like the Most High. You know, when you spend time in God's presence, like being at a Believers' Convention, the Word of God will strengthen you. So be sure and contact us to receive this free book. Thank you for joining me. This is Kelly Copeland reminding you today that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for watching the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you'd like to purchase a copy of this week's broadcasts on CD or DVD, go to our website or call or write to us today. Remember to request your gift from Gloria Copeland. There's no high like the Most High. One book per household, please. To receive your free book, log on to kcm.org. Call our special toll-free number, 888-326-0011, or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192.